the 77%. Join the debate.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this week's edition of the show that gives you the chance to be a part of the debate among African youth. I am your host, Wanjiko Mwaura, here in Bonn, Germany, and today's program will be taking us to Cameroon and Uganda to discuss, do single-sex boarding schools build your character, or are mixed boarding schools better? You can expect to hear more of that in this show. And of course, I will be checking out your comments on our Facebook page, DW Africa, so do stay tuned for that as well. Now, without much further ado, buckle up and let's head straight to Cameroon. Moki, take it away.
Good day and welcome to Cameroon. I am Moki Edwin Kinzeka in Yaoundé. Our guests are Pamen Simon, a 23-year-old graduate of the Sacred Heart College. It is a single-sex boys' school in Bamenda, the northwest region of Cameroon. Pamen Simon, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moki.
Ngemse Kezia is 22 years old. She is from Seka Baptist College, a single-sex girls' school in Limbe, in the southwest region of Cameroon. Kezia?
Good day, Mr. Moki.
We also have Ara Takang Samuel, 24-year-old student of Government High School Limbe, a mixed educational establishment.
The pleasure is all mine, Mr. Moki.
We have Naya Quinta. She is 24 years and a social analyst. She is also a social critic.
Thank you, Mr. Moki.
I will start with Simon.
I stand for single-sex education being the best system of education. This environment personally built up my character, like the father and son relationship or the elder brother and junior brother relationship I have today with my brothers. While I was in Sacred Heart College, Mankon, I had a junior one whom I had to take care of. He got up one morning and found a lot of semen on his body. I simply told him, no, in a male, there are certain biological effects that cause the hormonal influences in our system to be able to generate orgasms when we are sleeping at night, thinking we are laying up with a lady, and then we found ourselves ejaculating in the morning. I was able to talk to him about pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases, which in co-educational schools, they are not able to speak with.
Do you mean that in co-educational schools, those topics are taboo?
In co-educational schools, they are not taboos, but they found themselves lured into sexual activities and making girls become pregnant. And also, it leads them to sexually transmitted disease. Whereas in the single-sex education school, we don't have peer attitudes involving ourselves into unwanted forms of sexual activities.
Kezia, you are from a single-sex girls' school. Do you think boarding students have a better character than day school students?
My school built a very great part of women supporting women. The school was under a motto of love, unity, and sisterhood. And throughout 7 years of being with women, 7 years of people telling you how to love your sisters, 7 years of you seeing women go through pain and everything, after those 7 years, when people come out of that school, I bet you 90% of them know how to respect and build other women, help to build character. And secondly, during the ages of puberty, when you're more impressionable, where you're likely to make so many tiny mistakes that you regret later. You're in a single-sex school with ladies, and it's very difficult to make those mistakes. That peer pressure that leads you to commit sexual atrocities, you won't commit them in a single-sex boarding school. Personally, it shielded me from a lot of those temptations. I came out when I was 18, when peer pressure could not easily sway me, and when I could not get into those things.
We've just listened to Pamen Simon and Ngemse Keza, who both are from single-sex boarding schools. Now, Ara Takang Samuel is from a mixed school. You've listened to your two peers. What do you have to say in line with what they just told you?
They are a bit minute points of view, because actually you have talked about the intragender relationships, but the world we live in is inevitable. You are going to meet females every day as a male, and you're going to meet males every day as a female. Where then are you going to learn how to relate well with these people? How realistic is that? You have female teachers who are going to sit you down and tell you how the male thinks. things, how the male acts, how the male behaves. Is that really real? On the other hand, in a mixed sex school, we see these things every day. We have guidance and counseling sessions. Mixed sex education is the best education for the society. It was the best for the past and it will still be the best for the future.
I'm coming back to you, Kezia.
Being in a single sex school, it was pounded into our heads on how to be a woman who respects a man. It was pounded into our heads on how to behave towards the male gender. And you go for holidays. What you learn in school, you can easily apply it outside, except you want to tell me that you go back home and then you just lock yourself at home. No, that's not right.
Now, there's an issue that we've noticed in the society, that of certain practices imported. We have had cases of lesbianism, of homosexuality at the level of single-sex boarding schools. How do you react to it after being in those schools?
If you are from a well-brought-up home, you can't be involving yourself into homosexual activities or lesbian activities. When I was in Sacred Heart College, Mankon, for my whole stay of 7 years, there was never a moment in which I would even imagine myself getting sexually attracted to a male. Being in a single-sex school does not mean that you are in prison. There are moments when in which you are also allowed to go on holidays, and during the holidays, you have the opportunity to now complement yourself with the opposite sex.
Kezia, I want to add to that.
In a mixed boarding school, girls have their own dormitories and boys have their own dormitories. So if you want to practice lesbianism or homosexuality, it's not a mixed school that is going to stop you. I've heard of lesbianism in mixed schools, and I've also heard of girls getting pregnant in the same mixed schools. That's twice the amount of danger that we have in a single sex school.
Now we're bringing in our social critic, a social analyst, Quinta. Now, do you think boarding students have a better character than day school students?
It depends on your values. So values don't depend on the arena in which you find yourself. If you find yourself in a single-sex school and you have built for yourself strong values, you come from a background where more emphasis is placed on values. Whether you find yourself in a single-sex school or in a mixed school, I don't think it's going to influence you, because it depends on the kind of education, first of all, that we receive at home. If there are some things that will easily take hold of us, what will happen is that they will eventually affect our characters, whether we find ourselves in mixed schools or we find ourselves in a single-sex school.
Values don't depend on the arena in which you find yourself. Ay, 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 ay. Quinta has spoken like 20 wise women. Indeed, this applies to all areas in life. When you're a principled person, you will always know how to behave in the face of temptation or challenges. So does it matter if you went to a single sex or a mixed boarding school? Let's find out what the young people in Uganda think. Frank Higa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Wanjiku. It is always fun and exciting to be part of the show. I'm here with young people ready to express their views on whether same-sex boarding schools build your character or break it down. Let's check it out.
I think it also depends on the nature of the school, the foundation of the school, the proprietor of the school, and I think what the school stands for. It can do both. It can either break you or make you, depending on you, the person yourself, and maybe what you are seeking for in life.
I think they break it down, because if they don't break it down, then God would not make us live in one world that is single sex. When we are mixed, it shapes my character.
I would speak from experience, because I was in both a single-sex school and a mixed school. Being in a single-sex school actually helped me, you know, express myself more freely. But when I moved to a mixed school, I kind of shrunk into my own bubble. I didn't know how to relate with the opposite sex. But of course, with time, my character built up. And I mean, it also prepared me for the world that I'm in today.
One of the things you're supposed to improve while at school is social interaction, how to deal with other people, how to relate with them. In my opinion, being in a single-sex school does not provide that, because the minute you're out there and you have not built your ability to interact with different people of different cultures, of different genders, then the minute you're out, then it changes. That's why you find people a bit awkward dealing with the opposite sex. For instance, looking at women as inferior and that sort of perception. I don't think they help build character.
Well, they build character. You know, there's a way that children are brought up to behave differently. I want you to look at a girl who has studied in Gayaza. See how she's confident. Look at a boy who comes from King's College, Budo. These guys have a lot of character. There's a way they command a different kind of style in society.
Well, I would say they don't break down your character. It's beyond education. For example, the single girl school I went to, they would tell you on how to treat yourself even in future when you, if you were to get married, how to present yourself to your man, the decency itself. By the time my mother talked to me about issues of how to prepare myself as a woman when I'm to get, if I'm to get married in the near future, they had already taught us because our matron was always on guard.
Okay. Would you take your child in the same-sex boarding school?
No, no. Unless after that school, I'm also going to take my child to a world that is one sex.
No, I would take my child to a single school. There are not so many temptations that they would meet.
Single sex schools do not have so many temptations. Frank, do you agree?
Oh yeah, Wanjiku.
I reserve my opinion, but thank you so much, Frank, for bringing us this Voices from the Ground. I wish you a lovely day.
A beautiful day to you too, Wanjiku.
Now, I do want to know your thoughts on today's topic. Looking over our Facebook page, DW Africa, I see Bright Asem Akbari Boni. You're right. You said character, so it's surely the mixed school. Boys' schools are all about fooling around and leaving your hairs unshaved. Likewise, in the girls' schools. I love reading from you. Remember, you can join the conversation on our Facebook page, DW Africa, because the best is yet to come. Do same-sex schools build your character, or are mixed boarding schools better? This debate is about to get your blood boiling if it hasn't already. Muki, take it away.
Wanjiku, it is getting hot and hotter here in Yaoundé with points for and against, well-researched, well-documented by students who have experienced all of these things we're talking of. Now let's talk about the issue of bullying, which many people say is very common in schools. Is it common in single-sex boarding school or common in mixed boarding school? Let me start with you, Samuel.
You are going to always have bullies. But I think that it should be more acute in single-sex schools, because in single-sex school, you have particular females who, maybe because of the fact that they are in higher classes, they just feel that they are superior to all these other girls. And there are no males here to normalize a situation. She feels like she's the god of the place there, and she menaces all the little ones there. Likewise, in masculine single-sex schools, there is something that happens in a society where there are males and there are females. Nobody feels as if they have all power. They realize that and that gender somewhere, it does something to the social and to the mindset. It makes us feel as if we are a bit equal. I think that bullying is more acute in single-sex schools.
I think bullying is rather very much more inclined in mixed boarding schools. In mixed boarding schools, boys always find themselves trying to impress girls. Would you like to hear a Form 1 boy trying to go out with a Form 3 girl if you're in Form 3? No, you want to bully that Form 1 boy. You don't want to hear a junior student maybe trying to talk back to an elder student if she's a female. You will want to bully him, okay? So it is really clear that bullying is most in mixed schools.
Quinta, let's come to you. What do you think about bullying at school?
From the experience I've had in the society, every school, especially when it has to do boarding school, the bullying is much more pronounced in this school, whether it be single sex or mixed school. The girls trying to impress the guys trying to impress the girls, they actually lead to the students trying to fight for their territory in order to get the survival of the fittest, to see who will survive under the hard conditions. So in these boarding schools, what happens is that when you are in the dorm, generally what happens there, people outside don't know. It always circulates amongst you, the students, and when it happens there, it ends there, and the administration most of the times is not aware of it. And you will spend the greater majority of your time together, meaning that if you have maybe, for example, a feud with somebody, you guys are going to take it right to the end. Yeah!
Quite some insight there from Cameroon. Is it the same in your country? Does bullying occur more in boarding schools? Let me know by commenting on our Facebook page, DW Africa. And speaking of comments, Uchicha Wali West says, most students from single-sex schools are uncivilized. I wouldn't recommend that to anyone. Well, that is his opinion. Paul Hosea says, mixed boarding schools are better. Though I went to a single-sex school, mixed boarding schools make you feel more competitive and serious, both academically and socially. Rob Wiseman says, I went to a mixed school and I'm very proud of it. It has shaped my life, way of thinking, appearance, and public speaking. Thank you so much for writing in. Keep the comments coming on our Facebook page, DW Africa. Now remember, Moki is on standby and he's excited to carry on the debate. So please stay tuned. Moki, the mic is yours.
Wanjiku, it is getting hot and hotter here in Yaoundé, with points for and against, well-researched, well-documented by students who have experienced all of these things we're talking of. Now let's talk about the issue of bullying, which many people say is very common in schools. Is it common in single-sex boarding school or common in mixed boarding school? Let me start with you, Samuel.
You are going to always have bullies. But I think that it should be more acute in single-sex schools, because in single-sex school, you have particular females who, maybe because of the fact that they are in higher classes, they just feel that they are superior to all these other girls. And there are no males here to normalize a situation. She feels like she's the god of the place there, and she menaces all the little ones there. Likewise, in masculine single-sex schools, there is something that happens in a society where there are males and there are females. Nobody feels as if they have all power. They realize that there's another gender somewhere. It does something to the social and to the mindset. It makes us feel as if we are a bit equal. I think that bullying is more acute in single-sex schools.
Mm-hmm. I think bullying is rather very much more inclined in mixed boarding schools. In mixed boarding sex schools, boys always find themselves trying to impress girls. Would you like to hear a Form 1 boy trying to go out with a Form 3 girl if you're in Form 3? No, you want to bully that Form 1 boy. You don't want to hear a junior student maybe trying to talk back to an elder student if she's a female. You will want to bully him, okay? So it is really clear that bullying is most in mixed schools.
Quintal, let's come to you. What do you think about bullying at school?
From the experience I've had in the society, every school, especially when it has to do boarding school, the bullying is much more pronounced in this school, whether it be single sex or mixed school. The girls trying to impress the guys trying to impress the girls, they actually lead to the students trying to fight for their territory in order to get the survival of the fittest, to see who will survive under the hard conditions. So in these boarding schools, what happens is that when you are in the dorm, generally what happens there, people outside don't know. It only circulates amongst you, the students, and when it happens there, it ends there, and the administration most of the times is not aware of it. And you will spend the greater majority of your time together, meaning that if you have maybe, for example, a feat with somebody, you guys are going to take it right to the end.
Thank you so much, Moki Edwin Kinseka in Cameroon and Frank Iga in Uganda, for being a part of the 77% show. And of course, thanks to each and every person who commented in this show. After that discussion, would you take your child to a same-sex school or a mixed boarding school? I would love to hear from you, so leave a comment on the DW Africa Facebook page. I see you, Eric Kojo Hini, who says, I will never allow any of my children to attend a single-sex school. I have a lot of friends who lack social skills and have problems with dressing and how to relate with the opposite sex. Thank you so much, Eric, and thanks to each and every person who wrote into this show. And if you think you have what it takes to be a part of these debates, write us an email. The address is 77% at dw.com. We are at the end of yet another exciting show, and on behalf of the technical team, I, Wanjiku Mwaura, thank you for listening and for your comments. Do catch up with the show next week, same place, same time, same host. But as always, I don't leave you dry, so enjoy this musical gem by East Africa's Sauti Sol, encouraging our youth to focus on learning, no matter the type of school you're in. All right? Until next time, goodbye. Oh,